Yes.
Hi, my name is Sammy. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. So I'd just like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state and local communities. Can I speak with Belia, please?
I don't do any kind of donations through the telephone.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you for any information. It's just a quick survey, just to ask for your opinion on the problems facing our nation, state and local communities.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. 1 second. So I'm speaking with Belia, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote?
50-50.
Okay. What is your race?
I'm Latino.
Okay. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Colombia.
Colombia. Okay. 1 second. Colombia. And what language do you primarily speak in your home?
Spanish.
Spanish. Okay. In what year were you born?
1963.
Okay. So I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of them, please say so.
I could say maybe 80.
Yeah, so Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey.
That could be 50.
50, okay. Tammy Murphy, first lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate.
I really don't know.
Okay, no problem. Ravi Bala, mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress.
I don't know anything about Hoboken.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Yes, our president. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so 0 to 100.
Oh, maybe I could say 60, 70.
70?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Rob Menendez, the U.S. Congressman.
Rob Menendez. Yes, he having have a lot of troubles lately. I could be saying maybe 40.
40, okay. Andy Kim?
I don't know her.
Okay. Stephen Fulop, the mayor of Jersey City.
No, I don't have any contact with Jersey City, Hoboken.
No problem. And Bob Menendez.
Bob Menendez, what is his saying? The Congress?
Yeah, 40?
I could be saying maybe 50.
Okay. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I could be saying that like a high pocket person.
High pockets.
Uh-huh. hypocrisy. Like he's not true. He's fake thing.
Fake person.
Fake.
Fake, okay. Thank you. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
As I don't have any contact, direct contact, I don't know. I want to be real with this, but actually politics and everything is not my major interest.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, the answers are strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved.
Someone approved, because anyway, he had been being on the political party for many, many years. Something he had been doing good, but people made mistakes.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Andy Kim, Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Menendez, and Tammy Murphy, who would you vote for?
Patricia Campos Medina.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, who would you vote for?
I don't know exactly. I have to research names and study and read about the biography of them and what the things are. I not decide yet.
No problem. Undecided. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Kyle Jacy, Ravi Bala, or Rob Menendez?
The first one.
So undecided? The first one?
Undecided.
Yes.
Undecided. I have to make my research.
Okay, undecided. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I haven't heard not too much, but the news haven't been not very good.
Okay. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Again, very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely,
or
not closely.
Someone closely.
Okay, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. So the answers again, strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. So Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
Oh, he has to be punished.
Would you agree or disagree?
I agree that he has to be punished. Everybody who makes mistakes in the United States has to pay for that.
Okay. Congressman Bob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has not done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Do you agree with that or don't agree with that?
I can't believe I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that? Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat,
okay. Congressman Rob Menendez... Okay.
This is all about Rob Menendez. For how long are you going to make questions? Because I have many things to do at the moment.
Yes. Sorry, it's nearly finished. So Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father. Do you agree or disagree?
If it's the father, he has to know everything about the father's mistake. Yes, he has to be responsible for action for that.
There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay. Congressman Bob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son.
Could be.
Somewhat agree. Okay, yeah.
Somewhat agree.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to just read you a few statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Second one is supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayors Ras Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowledge, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and is committed to take on right-wing extremists. Does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
Well, I don't know.
No problem. So I'll read you some other statements. Again, it's the same thing. If you agree with either of the statements or is closer to your view. So critics of Congress...
Excuse me. Politics is not my strong link. I don't know exactly the...
Okay, no worries.
That you lose your time with me. It's like what I hear. I don't listen to any news. I don't watch any news about politics, about anything. Because for my experience, very politics is the same thing. Promise,
okay, no,
and they got the place, they don't do absolutely nothing, only for their own companies. And then politics is not. If when this is the time to go to vote, I'm going to leave, but in this moment, I don't have any interest on this. I'm sorry, darling, but I have another thing to do more for me at the moment.
No problem. Is this a few more questions?